If the sequester happens, the Federal Aviation Administration plans to cut $600 million for the rest of the fiscal year. The FAA says that would result in furloughs for most FAA employees, including air traffic controllers. Victor Santor with the National Air Traffic Controllers Association says the FAA could also do away with overtime for controllers, which would affect Hartsfield-Jackson.
There won't be enough controllers, and then if we begin to furlough one day a week or one day every other week, the cuts are going to be even more severe.
Santor says fewer controllers would mean the airport would only use two rather than three runways for arrivals.
Depending on weather conditions, across the board, it would be about 25 to 30 aircraft less every hour that could land at Atlanta.
That would mean both arrival and departure delays. Michelle Worth, WEBE News.